Good evening from the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa, as we get set for basketball tonight between the Dort College Defenders and the Northwestern Red Raiders. The Dort College Defender women come into tonight's contest off of a pair of losses. They've lost to Morningside and to Briarcliff for the last week, while the Northwestern Red Raiders split their two games last week to improve to 15-6 overall, 9-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They were victorious 1 week ago this evening over the Briarcliff Chargers, while they lost to the Hastings College Broncos 76-63 on Saturday on the road. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds here at the Boltman Center. The Dort College Defenders looking to snap a losing skid to the Northwestern Red Raiders that predates the Great Plains Athletic Conference formation. Dort College has not had much luck against this Northwestern Red Raider team. Northwestern comes in as one of the top teams once again in the country, rated in the top 15 throughout the season, while the Dort College Defenders have been right around that 500 mark much of the year, and they look to stay above the 500 mark. They stand 13-12 overall. I had the opportunity earlier today, to visit with Coach Craig Steensma about the matchup between these two teams, and here is what the coach had to say about tonight's contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
Dort College Defenders play the Northwestern Red Raiders. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball this evening. The Defenders coming off a loss to the Briarcliff Chargers on Saturday. And Coach, a game where you played pretty well for a half and then things got away from you. A variety of circumstances led to that. But for a half against Briarcliff down in Sioux City, you played some pretty decent basketball.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I would say for 30 minutes, really, we were down two, you know, at the 10-minute mark, and then they really took it at us and got us to foul and got easy baskets inside, and their post play really hurt us toward the end. So, you know, we need to string it together 40 minutes. And we, you know, at Northwestern, we're going to have everybody focused and everybody playing well the entire game tonight.
Morningside, Northwestern presents some different challenges than a Morningside or a Briarcliff does in that this is a team that does not rely much on the perimeter shots.
No, unlike past years, they don't. They get the ball inside a lot, they attack the basket a lot, and they shoot almost 50% from the field as a team. And that's very, very difficult and unusual for a women's basketball team. So, you know, they're a tough matchup, and they get a lot of points with good basket cuts by running the floor really hard and by attacking the offensive glass. And so those are three of our main concerns in terms of stopping Northwestern tonight.
Offensively, turnovers have become an issue the last couple of games. Is that execution, or is that a matter of the opponents that you've been playing?
I think it's a number of things. You know, I think part of it is pressing a little bit to score. Some of it's our opponent, and then some of it's just, what we're trying to do, and the matchups that we have had haven't been good ones. So we need to address that, and I think we have, but we can't have that continue. And, you know, 30 turnovers in a college game is going to get you beat every single time. So we'll have to do a much better job with turnovers this evening.
After the last two games, what do you return to doing in practice on Monday and Tuesday?
Trying to work hard defensively and get stops, and also just trying to focus on taking care of the ball, and the ball's gold. And, you know, if we can't do that, then we shoot ourselves in the foot, and we give ourselves no chance to win. So we'll have to make sure that we do a great job of offensive execution, setting screens, and not turning the ball over.
It sounds so simple, but for the Dort College Defenders, it has been far from simple in the last week, and you boil it down to some of the issues that the Defenders have had, and those issues revolve around taking care of the basketball, as Coach Craig Steensma alluded to. Turnovers have been an issue the last two games that Dort College has played. Now you have to factor in the opponent for the Dort College Defenders over the past couple of games. In that you play Morningside and Briarcliff, it took a couple of teams that will tighten the screws on you pretty good defensively. And 1 week ago this evening, I'm not sure there was a team in the country that was going to beat Morningside with the way they played and shot the basketball. Tonight, though, Northwestern is the focus of the Dort College Defenders' attention. Northwestern, 15-6 overall, 9-5 in the GPAC. They were rated number 9 in the January 23rd poll with 5 of their 6 losses, coming to teams ranked in the top 7 in the nation. Northwestern has lost 3 out of 5 from November 9 to November 20. They then went on a 6-game winning streak before losing to Concordia on January 2. Northwestern is 4-3 in 2013. Northwestern averages 76.4 points per game. They allow 60.9 points per outing, and they hold a 39.1 to 30.5 rebounding advantage. The Raiders have forced 439 turnovers while committing 402 of their own. Northwestern converts 49.1% of its shots, and they limit teams to 36.5% shooting. Northwestern does not rely heavily on the three-point shot, having taken just 202 three-pointers, and they've made 62 so far this season. Kendra DeYoung leads the team with 16.6 points per game, and she grabs 9.3 rebounds. She converts 53.7% of her field goals. Samantha Kleinsaucer is good for 14.8 points per game and has a 6.3 rebounding average. Karen Hudson and Allie Dunkelberger round out the double-digit scores with 13.1 and 11.2 points per game, respectively. Dunkelberger leads the team in assists with 71. DeYoung has a team-high 39 steals. Northwestern has gotten credit for 403 assists on 606 total field goals. That is an incredibly high number. For the Dort College Defenders, they're 13-12 overall, 7-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've lost two games in a row. The Defenders are 5-4 since the Christmas break. They've won two games in a row on three different occasions. They've lost three games in a row once, two games in a row, won one occasion as well. That is where they are at currently. The Defenders have scored 69.3 points per game and allow 63 points per contest. They out-rebound teams 37.2 to 36.3. The Defenders convert 40.8% of their field goals and limit teams to 39.3% shooting. The Defenders have converted 163 of 462 three-point shots and have turned the ball over 491 times to 522 for opponents. Kara Van Dyke's good for 13.6 points per game, and she is making 50.2% of her field goal tries while grabbing 7.5 rebounds. She has 40 assists with 28 blocked shots. Kayla Brookhise is good for 12.3 points per game and has made 49 of 131 three-point shots in 20 games played. Brianna Spronk averages 10.9 points per game, and she grabs 5.1 rebounds, and she leads the team with 56 assists and 51 steals. Elise Marish is good for 9.4 points, 5.3 rebounds. Jasmine Skelhaus chips in with 7.2 points per game and 40 assists. The last time these teams played was on Saturday. Northwestern lost to Hastings, 76-63. Raiders trailed by one on the road at halftime, 31-30, and committed 26 turnovers to 15 for the hosts. Northwestern held a 33-27 rebounding advantage and was led in scoring by Kendra DeYoung with 16 points. Samantha Kleinsaucer dumped in 15. Allie Dunkelberger contributed 14. Karen Hudson had 7. The Defender women lost an 88-67 decision to Briarcliff on Saturday after trailing 32-31 at halftime. They were still down just one at the end of the first half, midway through the second half. The Defender women lost that contest, though, 88-61, as Briarcliff went on a roll late. Defenders got in foul trouble. Kara Van Dyke scored 18, grabbed 8 rebounds before she fouled out of the contest. Kayla Brookhise scored 16 and had 6 assists and 2 steals. Brianna Spronk completed the double-digit scoring with 10, and she had 8 rebounds for the night. The Red Raider women lead this series 62-17. They won on December 5, 71-51. Dort College got 22 points from Kara Van Dyke. Northwestern was led by Kendra DeYoung with 25 points and 12 rebounds. Samantha Kleinsaucer chipped in with 22 points and had 8 rebounds. Dort committed 26 turnovers in that loss. Northwestern had a 43-30 rebounding advantage. Northwestern led 37-26 at halftime. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Alberta, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Let's pause now for our national anthem. system, so that means we are getting close to time for basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at our starting lineups. These are the probable starting lineups for tonight's contest. Let's begin with the visitors from Dort College tonight. Wearing number 5 will be Kayla Brookice. Brookice is a junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 12.3 points per game. Number 11 is Jasmine Skelha. She's a freshman from Pella, Iowa, averaging 7.2 points per outing. Caravan Dyke is the post player. She wears number 31. She is from Edgerton, Minnesota, and she is a junior. 13.6 points per game is her average coming into tonight's contest. Brianna Spronk wears number 35. She is a senior closing in on the end of her career. She has 4 regular season games remaining after tonight's contest. She is averaging 10.9 points per game. And Elise Marish averages 9.4 points per game. She is a junior from Beersford, South Dakota. For the Northwestern Red Raiders, they will start number 10, Paige O'Neill. O'Neill averages 3.2 points per contest. Karen Hudson wears number 14. She's averaging 13.1 points per outing. Number 15 is Allie Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger averaging 11.2 points per contest. Interestingly enough, she has missed only 2 free throws this season out of 37 attempts. She is 35 for 37 this year. Samantha Kleinsaucer is averaging 14.8 points per contest. And Kendra DeYoung wears number 31. She is the leading scorer for the Northwestern Red Raiders. She is a 4-year starter, and she is averaging 16.6 points per contest. There are your starters for tonight's contest. Chris Yawn is second year for Northwestern on the bench, while the North College defenders, Craig Steensma, is the head coach for the defenders. He's assisted by Terry Beimers and Darren Kaiser. We are just about set for basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelton, Orange City, Hollerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. And the opening tip is controlled by the Dort College defenders, and we are underway. Dort College with the basketball. They feed it left side over to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball on the left wing. She goes over to Marish. Marish on the left elbow, drives hard, puts it up off the glass, no good. Bothered by Kleinsaucer, but Kleinsaucer stepped out of bounds momentarily, came back inbounds. And the Dort College defenders will retain possession of the basketball as Northwestern. The question is, was there a possession or not? 30 seconds on the shot clock. We'll see if they reset the shot clock or not. They do not, and Dort College will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in is Skelhaus, goes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the right baseline, and Van Dyke returns the turnover with a turnover of her own, dragging her pivot foot, and the Dort College defenders turn it over on their first offensive possession. After a missed shot and a turnover by Northwestern, it goes back to the Red Raiders. Red Raiders with the basketball after Dort College turned it over. Driving the length of the lane is Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger with a two-point basket, and Dunkelberger makes it 2-0. 2-0, just underway. We haven't even played a minute yet. Pass goes outside to Brookice. Brookice is with it on the left side, goes to Marish. Marish shakes left, goes right, and she's fouled on the play by Samantha Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer whistled for the personal foul, so Kleinsaucer rung up for the personal with 9:13 remaining in the first half. And Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way for Elise is up and down. Elise is a 76% free throw shooter. She's been hovering around the double-digit mark most of this season. First free throw was good. Second one, not good. And the Dort College defenders trail it 2-0. 2-0, our score. Northwestern is led from the bucket by Dunkelberger. Steal by Spronk, driving the other way. Dunkelberger able to race back and tap it away. And Northwestern will have possession of the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Jasmine Skelhaus down on the far end. That's the east end of the floor. Down on the baseline is Skelhaus. Throws through traffic, and the ball is tapped away. Out of bounds. It'll be last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. And now we have a conference between the officials. And they will signal it. Northwestern basketball. Went through several hands before it went out of bounds. And it was last touched by Door College. They say Northwestern has the basketball. Pass goes high post to Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer hands it off. Well, lost it. It's picked up by Brookeyes. She comes over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus on the right over the lane. Loses her footing and now tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Hudson, but a foul called on Hudson on the play. So Karen Hudson whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her. Team foul number two on Northwestern. Inbounding the basketball, they get it into Skelhaus. Skelhaus on the right side comes back over to Brookeyes. Brookeyes with it. She goes right side back over to Sprock. Sprock to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, runner, shot no good from the right side. Rebound taken away by O'Neill. O'Neill feeds it left side over to Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung back to O'Neill. O'Neill to Hudson. Hudson drives the length of the lane and is fouled on the play. That foul is going to go on Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus rung up for the personal with 18:24 left to play in the first half. Paige O'Neill inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They inbound it. Get it over to Dunkelberger, and Dunkelberger drains the three. She's got all 5 points for Northwestern thus far. Northwestern owns a 5-1 advantage. 5-1 our score with the basketball is Skelhaus. In between the circles, she goes right side over to Sprock. Sprock with it driving down to the baseline. Sprock comes back outside to Marish. Marish feeds underneath Sprock. Sprock turnaround, good. Brianna Sprock able to wheel into the lane, gets the shot to go, and the Dort College defenders trail 5-3. Shot by DeYoung from the left wing, not good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Gets it to Skelhaus. Skelhaus hot puts it into the front court. Brookeyes, long three, good. A swish by Brookeyes. That was a full step behind the three-point line. She got it to go, and the Dort College defenders lead 6-5. So Dort College takes the lead for the first time this evening. 17:35 left to play in this first half. Van Dyke with the steal on the other end. Here come the defenders. Dort College, they get it over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball goes left side over to Sprock. Sprock into lane, stops, shovels it off to Marish. And Marish tries to feed it underneath to Sprock, but we've got a foul on the play called on Northwestern, and that's going to go on Karen Hudson. And if that is on Hudson, that's number two. Hudson has just picked up her second personal foul. So Hudson will need to check out. We'll see who goes in for Hudson. Van Dyke throws it in over the top, finds Brookeyes. Brookeyes with the basketball. They sent Mackenzie Small into the fray, did Northwestern. Right side pass, Marish. Marish on the right elbow. She faces up, 12-footer is good. Elise Marish with 3 points, and the defenders lead it 8-5. 8-5 our score. Right side three-pointer by Dunkelberger is good, and so far it's Dunkelberger 8, Dort College 8. First tie of the basketball game. Dort College with the basketball, 16:48 and counting, first half. Van Dyke beats it off Skelhaus, answering back, three, got it. Three-point basket by Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus gives Dort College an 11-8 lead. 11-8 our score. The Dort College defenders get it. Brookeyes gets the rebound of the missed shot, and she comes away with it after the missed shot by DeYoung. Sprock muscles it up in the lane. Her shot is no good. Rebound is controlled by the Northwestern Red Raiders. Racing back the other way, Paige O'Neill. O'Neill Kleinsaucer. She'll let fly with a three. Misses everything, but there for the offensive rebound is DeYoung. Her putback no good, but there for the putback on the other side is Mackenzie Small. Small makes it 11-10, Dort College with the lead. Now they take a point off of the board for the defenders. They say Skelhaus's bucket on the other end was just a two instead of a three. Van Dyke misses on the three-point attempt. Sprock with a wide-open shot on the putback attempt. It's no good, and a foul called on the rebound. That's going to get Kayla Brookeyes her first foul of the night. 15:46 remaining, first half. 10-10 our score. Dort College and Northwestern knotted in this Great Plains Athletic Conference battle. Well, it appears that I'm not going to be able to give you updates on scores from around the conference this evening unless I get those via text. Dort College gets the ball as it's tapped out of bounds, last touched by Northwestern. The Dort College defenders with the basketball. They get it inbounded to Skelhaas. Skelhaas brings it up towards midcourt. She passes over to Bone. Bone, middle of the floor. She got it to Emily Newman, and Newman got hip-checked by Allie Dunkelberger, I believe. Dunkelberger picks up her first personal, 15-22 remaining in this first half. Dort College and Northwestern tied up 10-10. Skelhaas straight through the red circle at the middle of the floor. She passes right side to Bone. Bone down to the baseline. Bone, nothing there. Comes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, lob pass over the top. Cook had her player sealed. She puts it up and is called for traveling. Jamie Cook got a little over anxious. Gets whistled for the travel violation. And the Dort College defenders will retreat and play defense. Bringing it up is Cassidy Breon. Breon passes right side small. Small to DeYoung. DeYoung out front with it. She passes to Breon. Breon back to DeYoung. DeYoung off of the bottom of the backboard. No good. Rebound controlled by Newman. Newman comes over to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook to Skelhaas. Skelhaas in between the circles. Jasmine with the basketball. Jasmine goes high post to Cook. Cook drives in against DeYoung. Kick out pass Bone. Bone, three. No good. Too strong. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook resets it to Skelhaas. Round the horn they go. Left side to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Comes out front. Newman. Newman, Skelhaas. Skelhaas with 21 on the shot clock. Missed it off the heel. And a foul called on the play against Dort College and Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook whistled for the personal foul. For Jamie Cook, that's number one with 14:23 remaining in this first half. So Northwestern with the basketball. Out front with it is Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger on the left wing. Gives it up to Breon. Breon to Kleinsaucer, her 17-footer. Missed it, no good. Rebound fought for, taken down by Small. Small with a rebound of the putback off the missed shot. She took it hard with the left hand. She got fouled on the play by Newman, and the basket went. So the two-point basket for Mackenzie Small. She's got 4 points. Newman is called for the personal foul with 14:05 remaining in this first half. Small hits the free throw. Mackenzie Small, a 73% free throw shooter. And the Dort College defenders trail Northwestern 13-10. 13-10, our score. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Brianna Spronk. Spronk to Cook. Cook to Newman. Newman misses the short shot from the right side of the lane. And back we go the other way. Dort College on defense. Northwestern with the basketball. They give it up to Mackenzie Small. Through the lane pass is deflected and taken away by Cook. Cook was able to jam things up in the middle, intended for Mallory Kennard. Dort College with the basketball, down three. 13:30 and counting, first half. Jessica Jelsma goes over to Bone. Bone to Jelsma. Jelsma right side, Newman. Newman with it on the right wing. Newman back over to Bone. Bone gives it up left side to Jelsma. Jelsma, round the horn they go, right side to Cook. Cook, driving, stops, puts up the hesitation shot, no good. And the rebound is taken away by DeYoung, and now Brianna Spronk commits a foul on the other end underneath the basket. Costly foul for Brianna Spronk. It's her first one, but you don't want to pick him up there. DeYoung couldn't do a whole lot of damage from where she was that time. And the Dort College defenders will bring it back the other way, playing defense. Northwestern sets the offense. Pass left side. Goes over to DeYoung. DeYoung swings it around right side to Small. Small to Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer in the lane. Drugger pivot foot. The Dort College defenders will get it back. So Dort College with the basketball back. Bringing it up is Jelsma to Brookice. Brookice over to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook has it near midcourt. Picks up her dribble. Goes left side, Jelsma. Jelsma setting the offense middle of the floor. Jelsma picks up her dribble. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Goes over to Brookice. Brookice on the baseline. Back over to Bone. Bone to Cook. Cook misses the three. Rebound taken away by Kleinsaucer, and Northwestern has succeeded in turning this into a defensive battle with the Door College defenders. So foul on the play. That's going to go on Door College and Jessica Jelsma. So Door College on defense. Inbounding the basketball, Northwestern. Paige O'Neill feeds it underneath for Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger to Ashley Williamson. Williamson has it taken away by Brookhice. Brookhice wants to press the issue, bringing it back the other way. Hands it off to Spronk. Spronk layup good. Brianna Spronk with a two-point basket, and the Door College defenders have cut the lead down to one, 13-12. 11:58 and counting, first half. DeYoung, lob pass over the top, and passes it to the cutter. Going baseline is Mallory Kennard. Kennard goes to retrieve it, but ends up bouncing the basketball on the baseline out of bounds, and Door College will get it back. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College with the basketball after the turnover by Northwestern and the timeout by Northwestern. Dort College trailing it 13-12. Left side pass, Bowen. Bowen on the wing, comes back over to Skelhas. Skelhas, right side to Brookhice. Brookhice to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline, cut off by Williamson. Feeds it opposite corner over to Bowen. Bowen to Skelhas. Skelhas, three off the mark, too strong, no good. Rebound, though, long, taken down by Brookhice. Finds Bowen. Bowen for the three, missed it, no good. She's 0 for 2 from the three-point line. Offensive rebound, Brookhice. Brookhice feeds it left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline, dribbles it out of bounds, off of DeYoung's foot. It'll be Dort College basketball back. So Dort College will retain possession of the basketball. Throwing the ball in, they get it into Skelhas. Skelhas out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone feeds it right side, Spronk. Spronk shovels it back over to Bone. Bone, Spronk. Spronk underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke deflected. Down on the floor, fight for it. Out of bounds. Who's it off of? Last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. This point of the season, you've seen everybody on the schedule, and sometimes it's hard to spit out what team you're actually seeing. It's Northwestern and Dort tonight in Orange City. Northwestern with the basketball. This is Allie Dunkelberger. Lob pass over the top. They swing it. Here's DeYoung. DeYoung back over to Dunkelberger. She had the hot hand early. She's got eight of her team's points, of her team's 13 points thus far tonight. Up front with the basketball is O'Neill. O'Neill setting the offense. Dort College jamming it up down low. They look for Williamson. Four to shoot for the Raiders. Out front, O'Neill. O'Neill lets fly with a three that misses everything, and the Dort College defenders will get the basketball on the shot clock violation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Bringing the ball up is Skelhas. Skelhas goes over to Bowen. Bowen back to Skelhas. Skelhas feeds it around. Left side to Van Dyke. Van Dyke back outside Skelhas. Skelhas, Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline, reverses it back to Brookhice. Brookhice, another three. That one swishes through. Kayla Brookhice, her second three of the night, and the Dort College defenders regain the lead at 15-13. That's a three-pointer by Brookhice. Just past the midpoint of the first half. Pass right side, Hudson. Hudson on the wing. Back to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger, Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer has it tapped. Controlled by Northwestern. Turnaround by DeYoung on the baseline. And Kendra DeYoung has her first points of the night. We're tied up at 15-15. 9:30 and counting, first half. Pass underneath, Spronk. Spronk gets around to Young. Kick out pass, Brookice. Another three, swish. Kayla Brookice with three squared. And the North College defenders lead 18-15. North College in front by three, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Defensive stop by the defenders on the other end. Van Dyke hands it off to Skelhaus. Here come the defenders. Skelhaus with the basketball. She goes right side over to Spronk. Spronk, short jumper, right baseline. Missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be North College basketball. So North College gets it back on the rebound that gets tapped out of bounds. North College will play defense. Jamie Cook to throw it in. Cook gets it in to Skelhaus. Skelhaus goes high post, Marish. Marish on the left elbow, good. Marish with the two-point basket. Marish with 5 points, and the defenders have their biggest lead of the ballgame at 20-15. On the other end, Kleinsaucer missed the shot. Rebound small, fouled on the play, and that's going to go against Marish. Foul called on the play against Elise Marish. Free throws on the way for Mackenzie Small. Small with 5 points, now six. North College has been able to limit the leading scores for Northwestern thus far. Kleinsaucer, DeYoung, and Hudson came in averaging around 40 points per ball game between the three of them. Thus far, they've got two. Small misses the second free throw. Rebound taken away by Kleinsaucer. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Micah Holst. Holst round the horn to Van Dyke. Van Dyke's at the top of the key. Van Dyke looking, picks up her dribble. She's swarmed by a couple of Northwestern players. DeYoung comes up with it, and she travels with it. She was on her stomach, had possession of it, and then rolled over to her backside to pass it away. Just got done reading a ruling this morning, and an officiating ruling stating clearly that if you're on your stomach with a basketball, you can pass or dribble. If you're on your backside after you've stopped on the slide, you can pass or dribble, but you clearly cannot roll. And that time, DeYoung gets whistled for the travel violation. 8 minutes left to go, first half. Kleinsaucer with a steal on the entry pass intended for Holst. Here comes O'Neal. O'Neal stops, pops, 12-footer good. Paige O'Neal with a two-point basket. North College leads 20-18, trying to fend off this Northwestern charge. With the basketball is Van Dyke, right side to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Cook, and we've got an offensive foul called on Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook jostling for position. Gets whistled for the offensive foul on the fight down low. And that means Jamie Cook picks up her second personal, and Brianna Spronk will check back into the contest. 7:45 remaining here in the first half. Northwestern trailing by a deuce. They've got the basketball. Pass goes to Mackenzie Small. Small at the top of the key. She gives it off left side. Swing it over to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger, DeYoung. DeYoung stops. Spronk gets on it. And now a jump ball called alternating possession. It is Northwestern basketball in the alternating possession. Kleinsaucer feeds it left side to Cassidy Breon. Now DeYoung hits the floor. Don't know what happened there on the collision. Spronk saves in the loose basketball. Here comes Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the right wing. Back over to Skelhaus. She'll launch a three. Missed it. No good. There for the offensive rebound is Van Dyke. Her shot no good on the putback. Loose ball. And it's taken away by Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer gets it ahead to Breon. Breon over the basketball. She feeds Dunkelberger. Three-pointer, top of the key. No good off the front of the iron. Rebound taken away by Small, but Small is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Micah Holst, I believe. Micah Holst whistled for the personal foul. For Micah, that's number one with 6:58 remaining in this first half. Free throw on the way for Small is up and good. Small, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. So timeout on the floor. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And if I sound a bit distracted, I'm trying to get a few things to work that are not cooperating this evening. Become dependent on technology, and we'll make do as best we can. Tonight's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. 20-19, Dort College trail leading. Northwestern, though, shooting to tie it here with Mackenzie Small shooting her fifth free throw of the day. It's actually, well, she did have a three-point play opportunity that she cashed in on. And now she makes that free throw, and we're deadlocked at 20. 6:55 left to play in the first half. Skelhas goes high post, Marish. Marish has to come all the way to the three-point ring to get it. Marish facing up against DeYoung, and now we've got a foul called away from the basketball. That's going to go on Mackenzie Small. Small whistled for her first. With 6:43 left to go in the first half, and her team's fifth of the half. Pass comes in to Skelhas, all the way into the lane, puts it up, shot no good, gets her own rebound back, put back good. Jasmine Skelhas with her second field goal of the night. She's got five, and the Dort College defenders retake the lead at 22-20. With it right side, DeYoung. DeYoung gives it up to Cassidy Breon. Breon, out front, Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger, Small. Small gives it up to Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer in the lane, nothing there. She comes back over to Breon. Breon to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger down to the baseline. Dort College applying a matchup zone the way it looks. Comes left side, three to shoot. Back to Breon. Breon to Small. She's trapped in the corner. Fires it up off the side of the backboard. No good. And that's another shot clock violation against Northwestern here in the first half. The Dort College defenders will get the basketball back. So Northwestern bothered by the Dort College defense. Dort College able to limit Northwestern on their looks at the basket. Pass goes upside Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it. Gives it up over to Spronk. Spronk drops it off for Marish. Marish in the lane. Her shot is good. Elise Marish with 7 points. Dort College back in front by four. 24-20. 5:40 left to go in the half. Northwestern basketball. Left side Dunkelberger. She'll square up. The three is good. Allie Dunkelberger with her third three of the half, 11 for the ball game. Dort College leads 24-23, steal by Northwestern. Kendra DeYoung on the fly, sidesteps a defensive player with a right hand from the left side, it's good. Kendra DeYoung with 4 points, Dort College trails 25-24, five unanswered by Northwestern after Dort College seized a four-point lead. Left side pass, Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline, spins into the lane, her shot off the glass, no good, rebound taken away by Mackenzie Small. Small with the basketball. Small will bring it up the floor, gives it off to DeYoung. DeYoung stops on the left elbow, guarded there closely by Brookeis. She passes left side to Breon. Breon's pass through the lane is tipped out of bounds, last touched by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern with the basketball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Pass comes in to Kleinsaucer. Her turnaround in the lane is good. Dort College right now might need a timeout. Dort College trails 27-24, 4:46 and counting, first half. Northwestern has used two timeouts so far. Jasmine Skelhas trying to answer. She can't. Missed on the shot, the drive in the lane. Here comes O'Neill. O'Neill stops, pops, 10-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke, and Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
Let's see it.
27-24, Dort College. Down by three, 4:32 remaining in this first half. The Dort College defenders led early, but now Northwestern has put together a substantial run. It's more than a little run. They've gone from down 24-20 to up 27-24. They're on a 7-0 run. And Dort College forced to use their first time out of the basketball game. Northwestern has used two up to this point. Dort College exhausts their first. Well, things starting to pick up just a little bit here at the Boltman Center. Dort College fans, if you are not here right now, you are probably going to end up standing until they open up some reserved seating, and that won't happen until the men's basketball game. The Dort College sections that have been designated pretty well filled in. Northwestern still with some spots in those reserved seats. Otherwise, so we expect a capacity crowd on hand. Dort College breaks the press. They go right side, Marish. Marish, deep right corner. Comes back over to Skelhas. Skelhas tries to feed it inside to Spronk, and Spronk has it kicked away defensively by Northwestern. Dort College will retain possession of the basketball. They'll reset the shot clock to 15 seconds. So 15 seconds on the shot clock. Jelsma is in. Skelhas is out. Inbounding is Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Comes into Marish. Marish, deep right corner. Elise with the basketball. Elise gives it up to Jelsma. Eight to shoot. Jelsma using up a lot of time with the dribble. Beats it out front, Van Dyke. Four to shoot. She'll launch a three. Good if it goes. No good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma fires it back out for Marish. Marish, baseline jumper won't go from 15. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Long pass into the front court with a basketball is Hudson. Hudson feeds Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer opposite block. Out front with a basketball. O'Neal wrestled it away from Jelsma. Comes back over to Hudson. Hudson with a basketball. Hudson feeds it up left side to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger, DeYoung. DeYoung, right wing. Back over to Dunkelberger on the left side. Nine to shoot for Northwestern. Driving in is O'Neal. She fires it off of the rim. No good. Rebound taken away by Kleinsaucer. Off of the glass. No good. But a foul on the play called on Dort College. And Northwestern will have free throws coming. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Shooting the free throw will be Samantha Kleinsaucer. First free throw by Kleinsaucer. No good. Kleinsaucer, a senior. Seems like she's been around forever, along with Kendra DeYoung. She's steadily gotten better in the post for Northwestern. First free throw no good by Kleinsaucer. She's a 75% free throw shooter. She makes the second one, though. She's got 3 points, and the Northwestern lead is 28-24. Northwestern on an 8-0 run right now. 3:25 and counting, first half. Dort College trailing. 28-24, Jelsma over the basketball. It's been a while since Dort College scored. 6:55 mark, we had a tie at 20-20, and then Dort College got a couple of buckets to go up 24-20. They haven't scored since. Brookice trying to end that. Three-pointer, top of the key, good. Kayla Brookice with her fourth three of the evening, and the defenders trail it, 28-27. Pass over the top, DeYoung. DeYoung muscles it up in traffic, can't get it to go, gets her own rebound back, stripped of it by Brookice, but a foul called on Kayla Brookice. And we'll have free throws on the way for Northwestern and Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung has shot 125 free throws so far this season, and she'll shoot two more here. Kayla Brookice whistled for her second foul. First free throw by DeYoung is good. 2:54 left to go in the half. DeYoung is an 80% free throw shooter, averaging 16.6 points per contest. Another free throw on the way for DeYoung. This one's up and good. So Cassidy DeYoung, Kendra DeYoung makes the pair of free throws, and the Dort College defenders lead it 30 to 27. Now the ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern retains possession of it. beg your pardon, North College retains possession of it. Last touch by Northwestern. North College with the ball. They pass it over to Jamie Cook. Cook feeds it right side to Bone. Bone to Cook. Cook, spinner in the lane, off of the glass, good. Jamie Cook cuts it down to a 30-29 contest. Back the other way, shot no good. Rebound fought for, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. So Jamie Cook with her first field goal of the evening. 2:16 remaining in this half. Northwestern to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They throw it in to Kennard. Kennard over the basketball, gives it up Kleinsasser. Kleinsasser back over, left side, three is good for Mallory Kennard. Her first points of the day, and Northwestern leads it 33-29. Coming back the other way, Skelhaus, she'll call for a set play. Skelhaus in between the circles. She goes left side, picks up her dribble, comes back over to Jamie Cook. Cook to Brookeye. She's had the hot hand tonight. 4 3-pointers already. She dribbles inside the circle. Cook wheels the lane, flips it up with the right hand. No good, but a foul on the play called on Samantha Kleinsasser, and that's number two on her with 1:45 left to go in this half. So North College will shoot free throws in the form of Jamie Cook. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. First free throw was good. Second one is good. And the defenders cut the lead down to 33-31. Jamie Cook with 4 points in a row for the defenders. And the North College defenders trail it 33-31 with 1:45 remaining. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's remaining in the half. Northwestern moving it around left side, and we've got a foul called on the play. Might be a moving screen. Might be a Dort College player fighting through the screen. It's going to go on Dort College and Caleb Brookeis. And for Brookeis, that is number three. That's a costly foul for the defenders. Caleb Brookeis has just picked up her third personal. Somebody's got to get in for her. Jamie Cook will check into the ballgame. Cook is in. Brookeis is out. First free throw by Small was no good. She's got another one coming. And she makes that one. So Small now 5-for-7 from the free throw line tonight. And the North College defenders trail 34-31. Coming back the other way, Spronk. Spronk has it stripped. Now it's jarred loose by Skelhaus. Might have gotten away with a hack. North College needs a break or two. With a basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus out front. Mackenzie Small jumped up to jam her on the pick and roll, and she did, but she gets called for the personal foul with 1:11 left to play. And a lot of fouls called here in the last minute or so of this half. Some costly fouls. 34-31 our score. Shooting free throws for Dort College is Skelhaus. This is a 1-1, and Jasmine makes the first one. She's got six. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Skelhaus. Skelhaus steps up to the charity stripe for one more. This one's up and good as well. So Jasmine Skelhaus makes the free throw. She's got seven today. And the North College defenders trail it 34-33. 1 minute remaining in the first half. Moving right along now. Pass goes left side. Mallory Kennard. Kennard gives it up to DeYoung. DeYoung into the corner. Three-pointer, no good by Dunkelberger. Rebound long, and is tapped and controlled by Dort College. And Spronk and DeYoung that time got tangled up. And DeYoung was unable to corral the loose ball. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by Northwestern, so Dort College will have it. Skelhaus in between the circles. She goes right side, picks up her dribble, comes back over to Bone. Bone with it on the right wing. Comes back to Sprock. Sprock driving. Nothing there. Back to Bone. Bone on the baseline. Doesn't see anything she likes. Back over to Sprock. Sprock blocked. Williamson got a hand on it. It's loose. Picked up in the backcourt by Northwestern and Mallory Kennard. Kennard gives it up to O'Neill. O'Neill in between the circles. She'll set the offense and let the clock wind down. Northwestern wants to go to the locker room up at least one. They'll take the final shot of the first half if they can. With it left side, they go over to O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill gives it up to Williamson, and Williamson did the one thing you didn't want to do if you're Northwestern, and that is turn it over. Now Dort College with a chance to retake the lead. Let's see if Dort College can take advantage of the situation. Pass comes inbounded to Skelhaas. 2 seconds left. One. Skelhaas stops, puts it up. It's waved off. It came after the buzzer. And we're at the half. 34-33. Northwestern with a 1-point lead on the Dort College defenders here at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College led for a while in this one. Northwestern has led for the last few minutes, though, turning a 24-20 deficit into a lead that they did not relinquish. As I look at my running score, they built the lead up to 28-24. Dort College cut it to one on a three-pointer, and it was one again at 30-29, and it's one at halftime, 34-33. The Dort College defenders led unofficially by Kayla Brookhise's 12 points in the first half, while the Northwestern Red Raiders are paced by Allie Dunkelberger with 11 in the first half of play. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. We're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Halftime numbers look like this. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, 12 of 31 from the floor, 38.7%, 4 for 11 on threes, 36.4%, 5 for 6 on free throws, 83.3%. For Northwestern, they are 11 of 29 from the floor, 37.9%, 4 for 8 on three-pointers, 50%, 8 of 11 on free throws, for 72.7%. Rebounds, Northwestern has out-rebounded Dort College 22-16. Turnovers, Northwestern 11, Dort College 9, steals, Dort College 6, Northwestern 5. Dort College is led in scoring by Kayla Brookhise's 12 points, 4 for 4 from the floor, including 4 for 4 three-pointers. 7 for Elise Marish, 6 for Jasmine Skelhaas. I had her for 7 initially, but she's got 6. And Elise Marish, they've got her for 6 as well. I thought she had 7. Yes, she does. Beg your pardon, 4 for Brianna Sprunk. There's your total of 33 points for the defenders. For Northwestern, 11 points for Allie Dunkelberger, 9 for Mackenzie Small, 6 for Kendra DeYoung, 3 for Samantha Kleinsaucer, 2 for Paige O'Neill, 3 for Mallory Kennard, for their total of 34 points. Kara Van Dyke leads Dort College with 4 rebounds, 3 rebounds for Kayla Brookhise. For Northwestern, 6 rebounds for Samantha Kleinsaucer, 5 for Mackenzie Small, 4 for Kendra DeYoung, 3 for Karen, for Allie Dunkelberger. They have 22 rebounds. Brianna Sprunk with 3 assists to lead Dort College. Paige O'Neill with 3 assists for Northwestern. 2 steals for Mallory Kennard. 3 steals for Brianna Sprunk. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Take a break and be back with more at halftime. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Have you ever... You're You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders trailing Northwestern at halftime of this women's basketball game, 34-33. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod Abor is an agent, 712-737-6000. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Scores that we have reports on from earlier today, or that are underway. Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside were tied up midway through the first half. Briarcliff leading Doan late in the first half, 33-12. Well, we have some updates on those scores now as I take a closer look. Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside are tied 36 all at halftime. Briarcliff all over Doan, 50-19, also at the half. Thank you to Dave Schenk for providing me with those scores this evening. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with what's coming up for the remainder of the week on KDCR right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders trailing at halftime, 34-33, coming up this weekend. More Dort College basketball on Saturday as the Dort College Defender men and women host Hastings College in Great Plains Athletic Conference play at the DeWitt Gymnasium. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Also coming up on Saturday, Dort College will be hosting an alumni versus junior varsity men's basketball game starting at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. And Saturday afternoon at halftime of the men's basketball game, the 1987-88 national tournament team will be recognized on their 25th anniversary. Several players and coaches returning to Sioux Center for that affair. Of the 14 players, I believe 12 will be in attendance. And I believe all four members of the coaching staff, including what were then the full-time coaches and the student assistants, also planning on attending Saturday afternoon. So that's what's coming up this weekend on the Dort College campus. Dort College women's and men's track and field teams have an indoor meet at Buena Vista in Storm Lake. That is on Saturday afternoon. Back with the second half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Left side pass, Dort College with the basketball as we open up play here in the second half. Jasmine Skelhas got bumped out front, proceeded to double dribble the basketball. One more halftime score, Hastings over Midland at halftime, 39-26 in women's basketball play. We're into the second half here in Orange City. Northwestern leads Dort College by a point. Pass goes out front, Paige O'Neill. O'Neill gives it to Kleinsasser. Down to the baseline, Kleinsasser spins it back out front to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger to DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball to Hudson. Hudson to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger, DeYoung. DeYoung into traffic, puts it up with the right hand from the left side. Good. Two-point basket for Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung now with 8 points, halfway to her season average of 16. Dort College goes high post, Van Dyke. Van Dyke guarded there by DeYoung. She faces up. She looks. She puts up the 17-footer, and she hit it. Kara Van Dyke with her first 2 points this evening. Got to get her going for the defenders. Dort College trails by a point, 36-35. The two teams exchanging two-point baskets. Ball's down on the floor, jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Northwestern ball this time. Dort College had the basketball to start the second half. 18:48 left to play. Northwestern with the basketball, Paige O'Neill. O'Neill to Kleinsaucer, Kleinsaucer to Hudson. Hudson jump stop shot in the lane, good. Karen Hudson with her first two this evening. She and Van Dyke struggling offensively for their respective teams, both getting their first field goals here early in the second half. Brookice drives baseline, has it swatted away, picked up by Northwestern. DeYoung into the front court. Kendra will drive the lane, puts it up too strong off the glass, no good, but the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern with the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Paige O'Neill will trigger it in. O'Neill gets it into the corner. And knocking down the three-point shot was Dunkelberger from deep in the corner. She's got 13. I thought she had 11 at the break, but they say she had 10, so one of those threes I'd given her credit for was not one, so she's got a baker's dozen now. Sprunk spins in the lane. Her jumper off of the glass is good. Dort College trails 40-37. The teams trade a 3 for a 2, and now a 2 on the other end by Dort College. Dort College down 3, 40-37. Inbounding the basketball will be Paige O'Neill. O'Neill right side. O'Neill throws it in. Gets it in. Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger. Left corner. O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill to DeYoung. DeYoung out front. Hudson. Hudson feeds it down low. Kleinsaucer right side of the lane. Has it stripped from her by Brookice. Brookice playing with three personals, and she rolls to the ground to pick the ball up. And she forces a tie-up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. This time it is Dort College basketball. Dort College with the ball, Skelhaus. Skelhaus in between the circles. She goes right side over to Spronk. Spronk driving down to the baseline, and she is cut off there, but a foul goes on Karen Hudson with 17:22 remaining. It's foul number three called on Hudson. She had two in the first half and gets rung up for the personal foul here. So Hudson commits the foul. Dort College inbounds, and the ball is tapped away by Northwestern. Dort College will retain possession of the basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke inbounds the basketball to Spronk. Spronk back over to Marish. Marish in between the circles. Marish goes right side. Brookice. Does the hot hand continue for Brookice? It does. Five threes for Brookice. She hasn't missed tonight. Reminiscent of the night at Dakota State where she made her first seven shots from the floor. She's made her first five this evening. We're tied up 40-40 with 6:58 left to play in the game. Dort College on defense. Into the lane is O'Neill. O'Neill trapped. Gets it away to Dunkelberger, answering a three of her own. Allie Dunkelberger and Kayla Brookice exchanging three-point salvos. Dort College trails 43-40. Left side pass, Spronk. Spronk feeds it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke in the lane, in traffic, off of the glass, good. Kara Van Dyke with two field goals in the second half. She's got 4 points for the night. Dort College trails 43-42. O'Neill in between the circles. She goes right side over to Small. Small back to O'Neill. O'Neill, DeYoung. DeYoung the runner. Tough shot, gets it to go. Kendra DeYoung with the right hand from the left side on the runner. Dort College trails 45-42. Skelhaus with the basketball. She goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Spronk. Spronk drops it off. Marish. Marish is stripped on the way up, but a foul on the play. Paige O'Neill has just picked up her first personal foul. That will result in free throws for Marish. So Marish will go to the free throw line for a pair of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is no good by Marish. Marish, typically a pretty strong free throw shooter, misses that one though. Marish entering the contest, a 76% free throw shooter tonight. She is 2-for-4. 8 points for Marish, and the defenders trail 45-43. 16:04 left to play in this ballgame. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Northwestern basketball gambling for the steal as Brookice gets it over to Small. Small with the step as Brookice tries to retreat, and a foul on the play on the help defense against the defenders. That's going to go on Jasmine Skelhas as she slid over to try and help on the defense. Mackenzie Small with her 10th and 11th points on that lay-in, and now her 12th point on the made free throw. So Dort College, the foul call on Skelhas was her second, I believe. They never got it up on the board. Well, no, they're going to give that instead to Marish, picking up her first personal. Northwestern on the other end, Dort College on the other end, right side Bone. Bone, three-pointer, no good. Bone came into the contest, making 50% of her three-point attempts. Tonight, she hasn't made one yet. I believe she's 0 for 3 from the three-point line. And now Northwestern will bring the basketball up. Cassidy Breon in between the circles. Dort College down 5. Critical point of the ball game. Dort College can't allow Northwestern any more breathing room. Right side pass Dunkelberger. DeYoung. DeYoung left side to Breon. Breon on the left wing. Feeds it out front. Dunkelberger might have traveled with it. Step back 3 on the way. Missed it. Too short. No good. Rebound taken away by Kleinsasser. Lowers her shoulder. Nothing there. Comes back outside to Breon. Breon on the wing. Breon gives it off to Kleinsasser. Kleinsasser, Breon. Breon, Small. Small left wing. Entry pass down low to DeYoung. DeYoung puts it up. Blocked by Spronk. Rebound, though. Tipped and last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Van Dyke and Jelsma are in for the defenders. Brookice and Skelhas check out. On the floor for the defenders, then, these five. Spronk, Bone, they feed it underneath Kleinsasser, and Kleinsasser is fouled on the play by Brianna Spronk, I believe. So Brianna Spronk has just picked up her second personal. Oh no, are they going to give that instead to Jasmine Skelhas? It appears they will. 14:53 left to play in this contest. Skelhas has just picked up a personal. Dort College trailing 48-43 after the made free throw by Kleinsasser. Another free throw on the way by Kleinsasser. Missed that one short, no good. Fight for the basketball, though. DeYoung comes up with it, and she loses it out of bounds, but it was last touched by Dort College. Kleinsasser made one of two free throws, and Dort College will now defend on the inbounds pass. DeYoung to trigger it in. Northwestern leading 48-43. Pass goes right elbow. DeYoung. DeYoung 12-footer is good. Kendra DeYoung with 12 points, six of them in the second half. Dort College trailing 50-43. The defenders need a bucket. Jelsma on the left side, guarded there by DeYoung, reverses. She finds Van Dyke. Open three, got it. Three-point basket by Kara Van Dyke. Dort College with 7 from Van Dyke here in the second half, and she effectively cuts the lead down from 50-43 to 50-46 with that made three-point basket. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. Dort College shows man-to-man defense out of the timeout, leading 50-46 is Northwestern. They've got the basketball. With it on the right side is Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger comes back out front to Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball. DeYoung gives it up right side to Small. Small, down low. Kleinsasser, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound tipped and last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. So the defenders will get it back. Dort College trailing 50-46. 14 minutes left to go in this contest. Out front with the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma has it tipped. It's loose, picked up by Jelsma. It's down on the floor now and picked up by Northwestern. Stolen. Here comes DeYoung. Lay-in is up and good. Kendra DeYoung with 14 points. Defenders trail at 52-46. Dort College again needs a bucket here. They trailed by 7 moments ago. They got a 3. Cut it down to 4 at the time. Now it's back to 6. Spronk. Down low it goes Van Dyke. 3 players around her, and the ball ends up scooting out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Northwestern basketball. Throwing the ball in for Northwestern will be Allie Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger triggers. She gives it away to Cassidy Breon. Breon, left side, Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger, swing pass over the top, intended for DeYoung, and it's tapped away by the defenders, and it's off of a Northwestern player. And now the officials will confer, and this one's probably not going to make the Dort faithful happy. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Dort College, they say, and Coach Craig Steensma voicing his displeasure, but he's down on the other end. The officials making that call right in front of the Northwestern bench, and if you think that doesn't have an effect, you're fooling yourself. Pass goes left side over to DeYoung, just the facts of the matter. Fact of the matter when happens down there in hostile territory, and now Dort College gets a break going the other way. Allie Dunkelberger gets called for an illegal screen. She lowered her shoulder as Van Dyke came by, and Van Dyke hits the deck, and the foul called on Dunkelberger is number two on her. I had her as number three for her, but number two is on the board. Dort College with the basketball, 1-2-2 zone applied by Northwestern. Van Dyke goes to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Van Dyke. Van Dyke right wing. Van Dyke gives it up for Cook. Cook out front. 13 to shoot. Cook gives it off. Spronk. Spronk. Back over to Van Dyke. Three-pointer. Missed it. No good. Rebound out long, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Well, I'm typically seated at the scorer's table down on the end near Northwestern. My location has shifted. Now in the balcony on what is the west end of the Boltman Center. I'm actually in the west corner of the south end. I think I've got my directions straight at least. Pass goes over to DeYoung. DeYoung down to the baseline. And she has it tipped away right behind the Northwestern student section, if that helps you with the location here at the Boltman Center. Only problem with this side is the near side shot clock is awfully tough to make out. Actually can't see it, so you got to look the other way on the shot clock. For the basketball, Kleinsasser. Kleinsasser gives it up O'Neill. O'Neill splits the defense. Her short jumper from eight, no good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk gives it up Skelhaus. Skelhaus across the timeline. 12 minutes left to go in the game. Right side, Brookice. Brookice has had the hot hand. Let's see if she can get off another one. Left side it goes to Skelhaus. Skelhaus out front. Skelhaus picks up her dribble. She goes left side, Spronk. Spronk, Van Dyke. Van Dyke in traffic. Layup good. Kara Van Dyke has gotten going here in the second half. She's got 9 points. Dort College trails 52-48. Hanging around, trying to give themselves a shot. With it on the right side is Dunkelberger. She traveled with it. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dort College. After Dunkelberger drove baseline, she shuffled her feet and turns it over. Dort College gets the basketball back. Dort College with the ball. Out front with it is Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Brookice. Brookice another three. Missed it for the first time this evening, and a foul called on the rebound against Brianna Spronk. Spronk went up for the rebound along with Kendra DeYoung. Got fouled on the play. Team foul number three on the defenders. For Brianna Spronk, I believe that's number two on her. With 11:29 left to play in the game. Foul trouble not really an issue at this point. Kayla Brookice has three for the defenders. And I believe Karen Hudson has 3-4 Northwestern, but she's over on the left wing now. Up front, the pass goes to DeYoung. DeYoung gives it off left side. Comes back over to Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung in the lane to Dunkelberger, to Kleinsasser, and she's pushed from behind by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke has just been whistled for her first personal. Foul did not come on the shot attempt, though, so Northwestern will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Paige O'Neill. O'Neill throws it in over the top. Fresh 30 for Northwestern to work with. Van Dyke tries to save it in, and she does. And now the late whistle comes in that she stepped on the baseline as she leaped into the air. Out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern with the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in, Northwestern. Looking is O'Neill. O'Neill gets it into Kleinsasser. Kleinsasser right elbow. Comes back over to Karen Hudson. Hudson, left side, DeYoung. DeYoung to O'Neill. O'Neill, right side, Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger. I beg your pardon, that was Kennard instead. Kennard with the three-point shot. And Northwestern leads at 55-48. Short corner, Marish. Left side, Brookice. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. They want a run out. They've got Kennard ahead of the pack, and they lead her too far. She saves it back into a Dort College player, Brookice. Brookice coming back the other way, doesn't have the number. She lobs it over the top, intended for Morris. It's taken away by DeYoung. DeYoung wants a run out back the other way. Karen Hudson with a layup, no good. Following the shot, though, is Kennard. Kennard gathers herself. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out by DeYoung. No good, but a foul on the play called on Skelhas. Too many chances that time for Northwestern. Dort College will line up on the free throw key. Free throw on the way for Paige O'Neill is up and good. Another free throw on the way for O'Neill, and Northwestern has opened up their biggest lead of the ballgame at 56-48, pending another free throw. Paige O'Neill, second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. O'Neill came in averaging 3.2 points per game. She's got four tonight. Dort College trails 57-48, biggest lead of the ballgame for Northwestern. We approach the midpoint of the second half. Left side pass is Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Skelhas. Skelhas with it. Skelhas comes back over to Sprock. Sprock to Bone. Bone, Sprock. Sprock, nothing there. Right side, Skelhas. Skelhas, Sprock. Looks through into the lane, passes through traffic, gives it off to Van Dyke. She flips it up and good. 11 for Van Dyke. Dort College trails 57-50. Can't allow too much separation. Shot in the lane, no good by Hudson. Rebound corralled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with a rebound, gets it away. Skelhas. Skelhas brings it up. Jasmine with the basketball. She'll set the offense. 9:35 and counting. Ball game. Bone to Cook. Cook out front. Skelhas. Three by the freshman. Good. 3-point basket. Jasmine Skelhas. She's got nine. And the defenders have crawled back to within four. 57-53 with five unanswered. Hudson, beg your pardon, yes, that's Hudson driving right wing, and she gets the basket to go, reestablishing a 6-point lead for Northwestern at 53-59. Dort College down six with the basketball. Cook. Cook on the left wing. Jamie with the basketball. She goes over to Bone. Bone to Skelhas. Skelhas guarded there closely by O'Neill. Skelhas down to the baseline. Double team. Cook. Cook in the lane to Spronk, and Spronk is pushed from behind. Hudson or DeYoung, one of the two, is going to be called for the personal. That's going to go on Hudson, and that's number four on her with 8:52 remaining in this half. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders trailing Northwestern 59-53. Dort College has the basketball, though. And inbounding the ball will be Kira Van Dyke, right side of the lane as you face the hoop down at the near end. That's on the west end of the Boltman Center. As I get my bearings, this is actually the northwest corner of the Boltman Center where I'm located. Didn't have my compass handy earlier. Pass goes over to Marsh. Marsh, baseline jumper, hangs on the rim, won't go through. Ball tip free, though. Cook trying to chase it down near the end of the Dort College bench. She runs out of real estate. Northwestern will have the basketball back with the length of the floor in front of them. 59-53, Northwestern, leading by six. Bringing the basketball up is Paige O'Neill. O'Neill comes right side to McKenzie Small. DeYoung. DeYoung, left side, O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. O'Neill to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger with the basketball. She passes left side. Williamson. Williamson swings it to a Paige O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball to Small. Small's pass deflected by Van Dyke. Now a travel called against Northwestern and McKenzie Small. Dort College will get the basketball back. Well, all the seats aren't filled right now, but they're very close to it here at the Boltman Center. I would imagine by the start of the men's contest, everything will be filled in with those reserve seats getting filled in. Driving right lane is Jamie Cook. Cook with her second field goal of the night. She's got 6 points. Dort College trails 59-55. Dort College trying to stage a comeback after trailing by as many as nine. Down to the right side of the lane, it goes to DeYoung. Tries to pass through the lane, and it's taken away by Dort College and Marsh. Marsh gives it off to Skelhas. Skelhas with it. Picks up her dribble. Back over to Cook. Cook looking down low. We've got a lot of contact underneath. They tried to feed it to Marsh. Marsh muscles it up in traffic, and she is fouled on the play. the help defense. The foul called on Mackenzie Small. And Mackenzie Small has just picked up her third personal with 7:25 remaining in this ballgame. Elise Morris will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She's got 8 points. She's been limited to 1 point, though, in the second half. Now she's got two. Neither team is in the bonus. Both teams have five team fouls at this juncture. 7:25 left to go. Second free throw by Marish is good, and it's a 59-57 difference. Northwestern with a two-point lead. Marish checks out. On the floor for the defenders, it's Cook, Spronk, Brookice, Van Dyke, Skelhaas. 7:20 and counting, ball game. Dort College with a steal. That's Van Dyke going down on the floor. Dort College promptly throws it away. Small ends up with it on the right side. Her pass deflected, picked off by Dunkelberger. Feeds right side Mackenzie Small. Small on the wing, back to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger at the top of the key. She picks up her dribble. She goes left side over to Breon. Breon, right side. Too small. Small down to the baseline. Small picks up her dribble. Tough shot, and she got it to go. Mackenzie Small has 14. She came in averaging 6.2 points per game. Dort College trails 61-57. Now you need a bucket again to keep the pace. Left side pass, Cook. Cook, lob pass down low for Van Dyke. Chases it down on the baseline. Saves it in over to Skelhaas. Back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, deep right corner, guarded there by DeYoung. Comes back over to Spronk. Her lob pass down low. Take it away on the weak side. Help defense by Cassidy Breon. Breon brings the ball up. She's got it in between the circles. Picks up her dribble. Goes right side over to Small. Small right side. Dunkelberger. Her three, not good. Rebound controlled by Dort College and Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. She gives it up to Skelhaas. Skelhaas across half court. Skelhaas with the basketball in between the circles. She goes left side over to Cook. Cook picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas, right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. She's going to put up the long three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away. Weak side by Cassidy Breon. Not a good possession that time by the defenders. They still find themselves down four. Right side is Small. Small gives it up. Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger goes left wing over to Breon. Breon to DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball. DeYoung tied up on the play by Van Dyke. Wrestles it away. Puts the shot up under duress. Misses the shot. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Cook. That'll raise the ire of some Northwestern fans. They thought DeYoung got fouled. Not many fouls being called at this juncture of the ballgame, and now Dunkelberger gets called for a foul on the perimeter. The words were no more than out of my mouth, and Dunkelberger gets called for her third personal foul this evening. And that's team foul number six on Northwestern. Throwing the ball in. Dort College in Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it in to Skelhaas. Skelhaas trying to bring it in against Breon. Goes on the perimeter instead over to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke step back, nothing there. Van Dyke now in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern and Breon. Breon with the basketball. Breon left side, DeYoung. DeYoung puts it up. Shot is good. Cassidy DeYoung, beg your pardon, Kenter DeYoung has five field goals in the second half. She's got 10 points, and the Dort College defenders find themselves down 63-57. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
Today,
you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange, City, Hollyers, and Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Dort College down six, critical point of the ballgame. With a basketball is Skelhaas. Skelhaas gives it back out front. Dort College working with the basketball. Down six, though. They were down two moments ago, but Northwestern has scored four in a row. With the basketball is Brookice. Brookice, Spronk. Spronk will drive in, stripped on the way up, and a foul on the play. It's going to go on Kendra DeYoung, I believe. Well, that's going to go on Dunkelberger, beg your pardon. Northwestern would have rather had that one on DeYoung. DeYoung has managed to go the distance without picking up a foul thus far. Brianna Spronk will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Dunkelberger has just been saddled with her fourth personal foul. So Brianna Spronk to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. First free throw is up and through. Brianna Spronk now with seven. She's got another one on the way. 4:27 left to go in regulation. North College down five, and it'll stay at five. Brookhouse, though, with the offensive rebound, saves it in, and a Northwestern player comes up with it. Here comes Northwestern. They don't have the numbers. Karen Hudson with it on the left side. She goes over to Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung back over to Hudson. Hudson splits the defense back to DeYoung, and DeYoung is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Brianna Spronk, and Kendra DeYoung will go to the free throw line. No, she will not. That's foul number six on the defenders. Throwing the ball in will be Kendra DeYoung on the left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Mackenzie Small is back in. Dunkelberger is out. So Dunkelberger will check in. Offense for defense on this possession. They'll check Dunkelberger out. They get it into DeYoung. DeYoung jumper from 10, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback attempt is Hudson. Her shot no good, and Dort College throws it away on the ensuing play. So Dort College will play defense again as they threw it away after getting the stop. With 4:01 left to go in regulation, Northwestern has the basketball. O'Neill's pass over to Small. Small jumper no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. She gives it up to Skelhas. Skelhas into the lane, nothing there. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Right side it goes to Brookice. Brookice in the corner. Left side. Back to Spronk. Spronk on the wing goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke turnaround blocked by Kleinsaucer. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern playing with a 5-point lead and the basketball now. They can take the clock down to near 3 minutes without shooting. We'll see if they run some time here. Dort College with two timeouts remaining. Northwestern has all four of theirs remaining that they went to halftime with. Out front with the basketball is O'Neill. O'Neill to Small. Small on the left wing. Mackenzie Small back over to Karen Hudson. Hudson, Kleinsaucer, 17-footer off the heel. No good. Rebound controlled by Spronk. Spronk over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Back over to Spronk. Spronk drives in and a charging foul called on Brianna Spronk. Spronk has just picked up her third personal with 2:55 remaining in regulation. Beg your pardon, that's foul number four on Spronk. It's team foul number seven on Dort College, so both teams are in the bonus from here on out. Bringing the basketball up is Cassidy Breon. Breon takes it across half court. Breon passes to Karen Hudson. Hudson down to the baseline. Reverse layup is good. Karen Hudson with 6 points. And the defenders are down seven, 65-58. 2.5 minutes left to go in the contest. The clock is now a factor. Jessica Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma on the right wing. Jelsma picks up her dribble on the right elbow. She comes back over to Spronk. Spronk, Brookice. Brookice in traffic underneath. Her eyes a reverse of her own, and she hit it. Kayla Brookice, 5 points in the second half, 17 for the ballgame. Dort College down five, 65-60, and now a travel on the other end against Dunkelberger. Travel violation called against the Northwestern Red Raiders. Jamie Cook checks in. Brianna Spronk will check out. And Kara Van Dyke will trigger it in for the defenders, down five with a basketball. Need a basket on this possession. Jelsma with a basketball on the right wing. She goes over to Cook. Cook to Bone. Bone looking. Comes back right side, Jelsma. Jelsma will put it on the floor. Nothing there. Spins, trying to post up now. St- still in the lane, kicks it back over to Bone. Bone driving right side and is tripped up on the play by Kleinsaucer. Samantha Kleinsaucer has just been called for the personal, and I believe that's number four on her. Well, that's number three on her, so I'm one ahead on her. Donnell Bone to the free throw line to shoot the bonus. This will be a 1-1 for Donnell. 82% free throw shooter is Bone this season, 14-for-17 entering the contest. So Bone, first free throw is up and through. Donnell Bone with another one on the way, trying to make it a three-point ball game. 1:45 left to go in the game, 65-61, pending another free throw by Bone. Second free throw, no good, rebound controlled by Northwestern. So it's a two-possession ball game, 1:40 and counting. On the right side of the bit is Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger feeds it to Hudson. Hudson lost it. It's taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke ahead to Bone. Bone, a foot race the other way. Donnell Bone with the basketball. She'll pull it up and set it up. A little bit of contact there. She was losing her balance. She wisely pulled up. Pass over to Spronk. Spronk to Van Dyke, and Kleinsaucer holds her. Samantha Kleinsaucer held on the play. And Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Dort College battling. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Van Dyke. Foul number four on Kleinsaucer. You need these. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Van Dyke with 12 points all in the second half. 65-62, Dort College down pending another free throw. 1:19 remaining in regulation. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Kara Van Dyke makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 65-63. Northwestern basketball. Chris Yaw wants a timeout. Timeout charged to Northwestern. Their third of the ballgame. They've got three remaining. Northwestern 65, Dort College 63. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Awesome. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Got one final women's basketball score in, courtesy Dave Shank. Morningside 78, Dakota Wesleyan 71. Morningside still staying within a game of Concordia in the GPAC standings. They move to 13-3. Dakota Wesleyan continues their late struggles. They're at 8-7 in the conference. Here in Orange City, Dort College trying to cook up a comeback, trailing by two, 65-63. With the basketball out front is O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball. She's bothered by Skelhaus, gives it up to DeYoung. DeYoung dribbles it off of her leg, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 1:03 left to play in this ballgame. Dort College with the basketball now and a chance to tie it. With a two, they can take a lead with a three. They've got two timeouts left. Both teams are in the bonus. Skelhaus out front, left side Brookeis. 56 seconds left. She goes right side Bone. Bone looking for the cutter. Finds Van Dyke. Van Dyke uses up her dribble. Bumped on the play by Kleinsaucer. Pass back out front. Bone and Coach Craig Steensman with 14 on the shot clock, 47 on the game clock, wants to talk things over with his team. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs, they're on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM, 47.7 seconds left to go in regulation. Northwestern 65, Dort College 63. Dort College has not led in the second half. Dort College trailed by one at halftime, 34-33. Van Dyke to throw it in. Van Dyke gets it into Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball, 12 to shoot. Skelhaus picks up her dribble. Brookeis. Brookeis on the right wing. 8 to shoot. Back over to Bone. Bone driving the underneath. Layup too strong. No good. fight for the basketball. It's taken away by Hudson. Hudson has the numbers. She's driving the other way. 3-on-2 break. Gives it off to DeYoung. She wants to run clock. They go back over to Dunkelberger. 5 second shot difference between the shot clock and the game clock, and Dunkelberger is fouled on the play by Bone, as Coach Craig Steensma doesn't want any of those precious seconds, any more precious seconds, to tick off of the clock. Allie Dunkelberger will go to the free throw line, where she will shoot a one and the bonus. 1-1 on the way for Dunkelberger. This one's up and good. I said during the pregame that she's only missed two free throws this season. She's 36 of 38 now from the free throw line this year. Second free throw is up and good, and it's a two-possession ball game. Northwestern leads at 67-63. Skell Haas goes over to Van Dyke. Dort College needs a bucket quickly. Driving in, left-handed layup is Spronk. Spronk knocks it down. It's a two-point ball game, 67-65. Northwestern gave up the quick basket rather than commit a foul and send Dort College to the free throw line with an opportunity to cut into lead with the clock stop. So with 15.6 seconds remaining in regulation, Northwestern will have it length of the floor in front of them. Up by two is Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, about 25 minutes after this one is complete, we'll have the men's contest between a pair of rated teams, the Dort College Defenders and Northwestern Red Raiders, bringing this women's contest to a conclusion with Dort College trailing by two, and Northwestern has the basketball. For Northwestern, they're trying to make certain they don't lose a second game in a row, while the Dort College Defenders trying to snap a two-game losing streak of their own. Losses to nationally rated Morningside and Briar Cliff. A couple of blowout losses is how they turned out. But now Dort College in position. Get a steal and a bucket. Might send this thing to overtime. If Northwestern gets the ball inbounded cleanly, I would imagine Dort College will be committing a foul. Dunkelberger to inbound the basketball. Dunkelberger looking. Looking. Gets the ball inbounded, and Van Dyke commits the foul on the inbounds play. Kenter DeYoung will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a 1-1. DeYoung held relatively in check in the first half with just 6 points. That's foul number three against Van Dyke. With 14.8 seconds remaining in this contest, DeYoung can make it awfully difficult for Dort College with a pair of made free throws. She makes the first one, and she's got another one coming. Kendra DeYoung, 3-for-3 from the free throw line, and now she can make it a two-possession ball game with a made free throw here. This one's up, that one's down. Kendra DeYoung with 20 points. Dort College inbounds down two possessions. Spronk will drive the length of the floor, lays it up with the right hand, too strong, no good, and that's the ball game. 9 seconds left. Northwestern gathers in the rebound. Brookeis gets a steal, puts it up in traffic, no good. Rebound to Spronk. Spronk knocks it down. It's a two-point ball game. Long pass into the front court, and we have a timeout on the floor, charged to Northwestern. Northwestern calls the timeout with 2.4 seconds remaining. They will have it the length of the floor in front of them as Brianna Spronk gathers in the loose basketball, knocks down the short shot to make it a two-point ball game at 69-67. But if Northwestern gets it inbounded, it's going to be an awfully tough hill for Dort College to climb. The only way Dort College realistically has a shot in this one is to get a steal of the inbounds pass. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. 69-67, Northwestern leads Dort College, 2.4 seconds remaining in this contest. Dort College has led the entire second half. Now they need something unlikely to happen. Women's basketball, Briarcliff over Doan, 106-69. So Briarcliff handles Doan no problem, improves to 11-4 with the win. Doan falls to 0-16, and their losing streak continues now at 19. Northwestern breaks the huddle. Dort College will check Micah Hulst in to guard the inbounds pass. Allie Dunkelberger will throw it in. Dunkelberger throws it the length of the court. It's over the top. Northwestern will take it in, lay it up at the buzzer. I believe they'll count the hoop. The basket is good by Northwestern on the pass over the top to Karen Hudson. She's got 8 to finish up the ball game. And Northwestern wins by a final score of 71-67. The Northwestern Red Raiders improved to 16-6 overall, 10-5 of the conference. Dort College slips to 13-13 and 7-9 in the conference. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders lose to the Northwestern Red Raiders by a final of 71-67 this evening. In Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball play, the Dort College Defenders battled, gave themselves a shot at the end, but could never get on top in the second half, and fall by the eventual final of 71-67. The Dort College Defenders led unofficially tonight by Kayla Brookice with 17 points. Sally Dunkelberger and Kendra DeYoung paced Northwestern unofficially with 18 points apiece. We'll take a look at all the numbers when I receive them from the Northwestern Sports Information Department in the next few minutes. Dort College right there most of the contest. Got down by 9, 57-48, but responded with 5 points in a row to cut it to a 4-point ball game. And Northwestern never led by more than 6 after that, I believe. 63-57, they were up 6. And other than that, it was five point ball game or less. Dort College losing 71-67 on a shot at the buzzer. Northwestern stretches a 2-point lead into a 4-point final. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Numbers look like this tonight for Dort College. 24 of 54 from the floor. That comes out to 44.4%, 7 of 19 on threes, 36.8%, 12 of 16 on free throws, 75%. For Northwestern, 25 of 56 from the floor, 44.6%, 6 of 12 on three-pointers, 50%, 15 of 20 on free throws, 75%. Northwestern out-rebounded Dort College 40-25. Northwestern had 20 turnovers, Dort College had 17. 10 steals for the defenders, 9 for Northwestern. Dort College was led in scoring by Kayla Brookice with 17. Caravan Dyke had 13. Brianna Spront chipped in with 11. Elise Marish had 10, 9 for Jasmine Skelhaas. Jamie Cook tossed in 6 this evening. And Danelle Bone had 1 for the defenders, who are now 13-13 overall, 7-9 in the conference. For Northwestern, they were led by Allie Dunkelberger with 18 points, and Kendra DeYoung had 18 points. Dunkelberger had 10 at halftime. DeYoung had 6 of her 18 in the first half. She ends up with 12 in the second half. 14 points for Mackenzie Small. 8 for Karen Hudson. 4 for Paige O'Neill. 3 for Samantha Kleinsaucer, 6 for Mallory Kennard. Rebounding, Caravan Dyke led Dort College with 7, Brianna Spronk had 4. Samantha Kleinsaucer had 8 for Northwestern, 7 for Kendra DeYoung, 6 for Mackenzie Small. 4 for Karen Hudson. 6 assists for Paige O'Neill. 5 assists for Brianna Sprung. 3 steals for Brianna Sprung to lead the defenders. 3 for Kayla Brookeyes. 2 steals for Kendra Young. 2 steals for Mallory Kennard. Dort College loses by a final score of 71-67. Coach Craig Steensman has made his way out of the locker room, and let's visit with him now. And, Coach, good effort by your team. Bounce back well from the losses last week, but just a little bit short in some areas, and we talked about those areas today. There were three keys, turnovers, rebounding, and good shots. I thought you took care of two out of those three, but that rebounding differential ends up being just a little bit too much to make up.
Yeah, they did. They just were too overwhelming on their boards. 40-25, you know, is a key statistic, and yeah, I give them credit for getting 40 rebounds to our 25. You know, other than that, we battled hard. We got good shots. We got people good looks, I thought, and just disappointing loss, I guess, is the only way I can describe it right now.
In the first half, you were helped out by Kayla Brookeis getting hot. She made, I believe, 4 threes in the first half and made her first 5 shots of the ball game. But she was able to do those things within the framework of your offense. It wasn't like
right.
She was taking shots outside of that framework.
Right. She does that. She's just a good teammate, and she does things like that pretty well. She got shots off good screens, and I thought our screening was very good tonight, and our movement was good, and that's what created good shots for us. I thought in the first half, We really kind of shot ourselves in the foot by missing. We missed 4 point blankers, point bunnies, you know, one or two of them unguarded. That might change the, you know, outcome. But, you know, they battled hard, we battled hard. And, you know, I hope that we could get a good shot. You know, we got shots when we needed to get shots. And that's what you hope for your kids.
You got down 9 in the second half. You were able to put together not really a run, but you were able to steadily chip away at it. What allowed you to get back in that ball game?
Defensive stops,
yep,
and rebounds. You know, we started to really do a good job, I thought, on the defensive board, and that's helpful. When you can limit them to one shot, I guess easier said than done, but if you can limit them to one shot and you're back on defense, you know, then you got a chance. And I thought our transition defense was pretty good, and you know, then we held them. Their first shot wasn't always a great one, but their second shots were too good.
Saturday you play Hastings, the team that got you down at Hastings, and as we start to take a look at the standings taking shape, it looks like it's going to be a real fight yet for that 6, 7, and 8 spot. This is a critical game for your team on Saturday, and we talk about each of them being critical, but this one takes on some added importance because that's one of the teams that you're fighting for that 6, 7, 8 spot with.
It is, Mike. You nailed it. It's a very, very important game for us. Hastings is playing very, very well. And but it's at our place, and it should be a very good challenge for us. And, you know, I think we come out with the same determination and effort, we'll have a great chance on Saturday.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. That will close the book on the women's portion of our broadcast. Dort College on the short end of a 71-67 decision to the Northwestern Red Raiders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the men's pregame right after this.